Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about it!
Talk is Jericho, baby! Talk is Jericho! Talk is Jericho, mama! Talk is...
All right, you know what that means. Talkin' Shop, presented by Talk is Jericho, has returned. Episode number 4, recorded in front of a nearly sold-out live hotel room audience in Mexico City with your hosts, Carl Anderson and Luke Gallows, and special guest.
My name is Enzo Alore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
How you doing? That's right. Enzo Amore is the rotating fourth, and what I promise is over an hour of total stupidity, ridiculousness, goofiness. Yes, Talkin' Shop brings this brand of so-called humor back here to Talk is Jericho. After episode 3, Live in China did over 1 million downloads. It's a runaway hit. Anderson, Gallows, Jericho, and Amore. Talkin' Shop 4, presented by Talk is Jericho, live in Mexico, coming up next. But first, I got a favor to ask. Can you please, please take a couple of minutes to fill out an online survey? That's going to help me out and this show as well. The survey helps us keep Talk is Jericho free for you to download twice a week and helps keep the commercials to a minimum. The survey is completely anonymous. It only takes a couple of minutes. All you got to do is go to podcastone.com/mysurvey or podcastone.com and click on the survey banner. Thanks in advance for helping me out. You're going to go do this. Go check it out. Go take the survey and just do me the solid. We need the information. We need your love. Need your love. Need your love. Need your love. Need your love.
Hell yeah.
Take off your pants. Crack a beer.
Penis is forever.
Well, the naked is partying with the podcast brothers.
Penis is forever.
And I'm having a great time.
And listen to Talkin' Shop.
Penis is forever.
What?
And we're here in Mexico City. This is Talkin' Shop live in Mexico City as presented by Talk is Jericho, the fourth episode of Talkin' Shop. And I'm going to turn over the show to the host of Talkin' Shop, as always, the illustrious Carl Anderson, live here in Mexico City. Carl, thank you for having me once again.
Here we are again. Thanks, Chris, for allowing Talkin' Shop, the worst podcast on God's green earth, getting this much exposure. Thank you for letting us do this here live in Mexico City. We went in Australia. We went to Hawaii, Australia, Shanghai. Now we're live in Mexico City, and there's a damn knock at the door.
Holy smokes, someone's
already
knocked. Is it the security come already?
Did Gordy Canuck come back from the pool?
I'm not sure. Let me go answer the door. Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Get the hell out of here,
Finkel.
It's so nice to see you. Apparently, someone forgot again to book my travel.
How did you find us in Mexico City?
I don't fly Southwest. I am a Diamond Medallion member with Delta.
No, you're a piece of crap.
You know what, Carl? Here's the thing. If I shit in a bucket, will you eat it? Yes, you will. Anyway, welcome, everyone, to the worst podcast ever. Take off your pants, crack a beer, and listen to Talk in Shop.
It was the middle of my monologue.
And ladies and gentlemen, shut up, Carl. No one wants to hear your stupid voice. Your eyes are too close together. Your nose is too long. Your beard looks and smells stupid. Anyway,
here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Man, screw you, man.
That's not nice.
Go ahead, finish it.
He's the first
ever. I hope your voice runs out.
Usually when I ring announce, people don't interrupt me.
Sorry.
He is the first ever undisputed champion and the creator of Talk Is Jericho, Y2J, Chris Jericho. And also one of the greatest sound bites in the history of mankind. One of the greatest professional wrestling big men that ever lived. Underrated, underused. He is the Big LG, Luke Gallows. And today's special guest, the illustrious fourth member.
The fourth member. Announced me?
Hey, shut up. He got out of the white Hummer on Nitro. He's got leopard spotted hair, a great beard, and he can rhyme with the best of them. He is Enzo Amore.
Yes! That's it.
Enzo Amore is here.
And Carl Anderson.
So, we're really excited to have Enzo Amore as a rotating fourth. First started with Uncle Alan.
That's kind of
went to Jocko, huge bomb. Braun Strowman, yes. Huge hit. And now we've got the original G, the OG. Enzo Amore is here. Welcome to Talk and Shop.
Underrated, underutilized, and over is... I didn't say
it. Oh, he already knows. He can't say the F word on Talk
and
Shop.
He didn't say the...
Fink, get the hell out of here. I'm done with you.
What?
Go.
Why?
Get out
I don't want to leave.
Go.
I don't want to leave.
Go.
I packed a tuxedo
I'm
for
done.
This.
All right. I'm done. You're fired.
Okay,
you're
so
out of here.
I don't know how Fink found us from Shanghai all the way to Mexico City. But
guys, why do you keep forgetting to book Fink's effing travel?
Oh, almost got caught.
Hello, Gallows.
So no, I heard a recent story, right?
Uh-oh.
About Teddy Long, all right?
Uh-oh. Hello. Enzo's just jumping around with both feet.
Friend of the program, okay, Teddy Long.
Anyway, Teddy Long, right, is one of the most old school brothers you'll
great
ever
brother.
Know.
One
right?
of the greatest of all time.
He's just an old school brother. So they
one
call
of the greatest
him
of all time.
And they ask him to do a bit, right?
Okay.
And this was just so recently.
Right.
So they asked Teddy Long to do this bit. This guy answers the phone. He says, "You guys got my rental car, my room, my travel, right?" They say, "I think they covered maybe two out of the three or something." And he said, "No, you know, I don't have a card, so I can't pay for that." They go, "What do you mean you don't have a card?" He goes, "I do not have a debit card, and I don't have a bank account." So
Teddy Long said that?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, he's like 65 years old. How can you not have a bank account?
He was lying.
He's living off the grid like
worker,
your son.
Bro.
I get it.
He's a worker,
he's a
dude.
Brother. He's a brother.
He's a brother.
He's such a brother.
He's such a brother.
Brother rating 10, # Teddy Long.
Yeah. He said, "I ain't got nothing to pay for any of these means. If you're flying me to town, I expect my money." And they booked him, brought him in, paid the whole deal, and he left.
It's like Sex Ferguson used to say, "If it don't come in a paper envelope, you can't snort shit out of it. I don't accept it as pay."
Just you got a little kayfabe Snortsky from me over there.
Okay, so this is a great story about Teddy Long, and we're just off and running. This is a great automatically in front of
that's
a live studio
zone.
Audience.
Live studio, audience.
Two people, which we'll get yes. into later. But so Teddy Long gets taken to wrestler's court by JBL and Ron Simmons because they say he's cheap.
Damn.
Okay.
What year
now,
is this?
This is about 2001, 2002.
Oh, this is fun.
So Undertaker was always the judge, jury, and executioner of wrestling court.
As he should.
If you got taken to wrestling court, it was a bad thing. Except for Teddy, everyone loves Teddy, but
Teddy's been around since
Dawn
of wrestling.
Except for he's a fuck up. Oh shit! Oh, I'm sorry.
Everybody, take a little drink. Yeah, take it to the head. Think about it. I got milk thistle for your liver on the back end.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We just had a pre-production Talking Shop meeting about not dropping F-bombs.
And I was the one who led the charge, saying don't say the F word. I just said I apologize.
Because we
Although
do.
Maybe
we
I
do
did
prepare
it for show
here,
business
you
purposes,
know?
Just so we could take a shot. So Enzo feels
maybe
the vibe.
Comfortable.
I'm a true
vibes, bro. I'm all about vibes.
So anyways, so we're at the wrestler's court. Taker's the judge, jury, executioner. And so Teddy Long is getting accused of being cheap in front of all the boys. He has to come up there, and John Bradshaw, Light Layfield, as you know, super bully, super smart. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Take a shot, because it ain't Uncle Gallows. It's Uncle Y2J.
Uncle Y2J can go out there and cut a promo tonight in Spanish, but he can't hold from dropping the F-bomb. And
Y2J's
talking shop. It's the atmosphere.
Lo siento, Enzo. So Teddy Long, trying to be a funny guy, because you would always hire a lawyer. And Teddy Long hires Mae Young. He's like, I'm gonna go in there with the Mae Young theory, and like everyone's going to be thinking I'm so funny. Except for Mae Young is insane. God bless her soul. She's super tough, super insane. And so the big thing was that Teddy Long wouldn't pay the tolls. He would never, and also he got free
Does he just look down at his wallet or look at his phone when it comes up?
F6, man.
So then he got free Viagra. And then he would sell the Viagra pills to the boys.
Or profit.
So JBL would be like, this guy gets free Viagra, and he still sells it to the boys. Mae Young, what you think about that? And she was like, well, if Teddy Young gets free Niagara. He should give it to whoever he thinks. And like now he's like okay, Mae doesn't even know what Viagra is. She calls it Niagara. And basically, they ripped him apart, and he had to buy them all two cases from Canada, 48 Pierce, and all the free Viagra they could take for a month. And that was his.
That's a great judgment.
So good, dude.
I remember Teddy Long when he was the manager of Doom. Remember Doom?
Doom, yeah.
Butch Reed, Ron Simmons.
Butch got fired
for being drunk at the show.
Is that true? Shootsky?
I don't know. Teddy said that.
They came to
Butch Reed. He seems like a Southern brother. Did you have any running?
Hacksaw Butch Reed. No, I don't know Butch Reed at all. I met him twice.
Okay. Did he say anything to you when you met him?
He looked like a gentleman when I met him. I was really disappointed. I wanted to be swinging from.
Oh!
Crap!
What a piece of dog.
I wanted to be swinging from a chandelier, giving clotheslines.
Okay, so we're here. We're lucky enough to have Enzo Moore, if I can be so bold, Carl.
Take it over, man.
Co-host.
Do your thing,
Carl.
Please. This is you.
Very excited to have Enzo. I have a couple questions for you, Matt. I want to know, how did you come up with your rap? I'm Enzo Moore. I'm a
certified G.
Say it, Gallows. What is it?
Enzo Moore. I'm a certified
after what I did for you tonight.
And a bona fide stud.
And a bona fide stud. And you can't teach that.
Damn right.
This is the big dork.
That's great stuff. Is that something that the guys said on the streets? You guys were playing stickball in the streets of Queens?
That's Big Cass, bro. Big Cass is out there.
Well, you're from Jersey.
He's from Hoboken. He used to change my oil. I'm just kidding. Right?
And I pump your gas too, bro. It's Jersey. We provide jobs.
Oh, man, Jersey. Right?
I used to live in Camden, brother. Oh, that's real. Goodness, I used to live in Camden, New Jersey.
I'm going to like Newark Gallows.
So Enzo, tell us something. How you came up with the You Can't Teach That monologue.
Oh, man. Well, that happened on the fly. My part of it, that's a shoot. What happened was I came in to an NXT taping. I debuted that day. John Cena just happened to be backstage. He was watching the show.
Wow.
I came out of the ring, dude, and I thought I had a ton of heat, dude.
Why?
It was my first match ever on TV. Dude, I came to TV. I don't even want to tell you what I was doing the night before, bro.
Oh, we don't even want to know.
Dude, I don't even want to tell you what I was doing the night before, but I show up to TV. I got my feet up. I'm eating donuts.
What?
You're first in TV?
No.
You know, this is a magnet.
You know, this is NXT taping. I've only been wrestling for 4 or 5 months. I got no snowball's chance in hell of being on TV. I think I just got my first pair of boots the week before.
How you doing?
So I'm sitting there with my feet up eating donuts, and Dusty Rhodes walks in like, Enzo.
Oh, by the way, do you have to do it in a Dusty Rhodes imitation?
Enzo.
Enzo.
Got your gear?
That's good.
Yep. Go to the f***ing ring.
Oh!
He did that.
Kidding me?
First one ever in the history of Enzo Amore.
Because I was quoting the late great Dusty Rhodes.
Was that actually the
that's exact quote? Those are the only things he said.
The American dream, Dusty Rhodes.
That's what he said. You got
to
say.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, okay, good.
That's all he said, as a matter of fact. And he walked over to the ring, and I got my debut match, and whatever. I go out there, I cut a little promo. I said, "Bada boom, realest guy in the room." And John Cena was backstage. He just happened to be sitting next to Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze, good brother.
How you doing?
You know, Tyler Breeze said to him, he said, "Who is this guy?" And he just said, "Oh, him and that big 7-foot guy in the back. They're like a tag team on NXT promo class, bro. They don't wrestle, these guys. They don't wrestle.
They don't do the whole wrestling."
Yeah. But they do a good job or whatever. You know, he put us over. I can't thank him enough. And we got a shot to go out there after the show, after my match with Damian Sandow, who was the intellectual savior of the masses at the time.
By the way, Gallows is now checking his text.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah.
Or is it his Tinder?
Well, you know, when
he's swiping.
Okay, so he's swiping. He's swiping to the single, right. He's swiping to the left. Okay, so the
single Gallows is the maniac.
Up and down. He ain't closing windows out.
Single Gallows is in a bad place.
Going
single
left and right.
Single,
you know,
Gallows is insane, by the way.
Single wagon like the Kinbei Mutombo over here.
In the fine tradition of talking shop, when someone's telling a story, we just interrupt them and go to the next thing. Gallows, are you insane right now? You single Gallows on
the single loose? Gallows is just taking his gimmick on a world tour.
You know what's funny? Because here we are in Mexico,
and that's not his wrestling gimmick.
We're in Mexico City, which is the home of many luchadors. And I was going to say something.
Sometimes I like to do the lucha libre, but when I come in, I do the road, and then I do the dive out of the ring, and then somebody doesn't catch me, and that was you, Chris Jericho, because in 1989 I dove out of the ring and didn't catch.
You're not even Reptile anymore. You're your own guy.
Reptile just kind of popped up.
What happened, guys? I was just sitting there.
Let me answer the door.
Hey, can you answer the door, Sam Adonis of CMLL?
Oh, CMLL. Yeah, Sam Adonis is here. Answer the door. Oh, who's this? What?
I just decided to come in here because I heard some talk about some lucha libre that I did not like.
Reptile, you're back.
Yeah,
I'm my
back.
All-time favorite.
You're
character.
in my freaking hometown.
We're here. We're in Mexico City.
Sometimes I like to do a tope on you, Carl, but you don't have good hands for catching me either, do you?
Reptile, let's talk about Gallows' gimmick going on a world tour.
Let's talk about Hurricane Rana. Cervezas and tequila, maybe a little splash of lime. Sometimes when I go out with my friends and I see the senoritas, like the one sitting there, I say, hey, how you doing?
Sitting there.
And then I put down my trunks. And I show them my gimmick. And they say, Reptile, what are you doing? I say, hey.
What's the payoff?
How you doing?
Oh, damn it, bro. You just butchered me, bro.
Reptile, we're very excited.
Fire.
We're very excited to have you in Mexico City. You're home.
Yeah, this is where I was reared here.
You reared here? So we had a show tonight, Arena Normal Dome in Mexico City. Where were we? Did we even know where we were tonight? What was the name of that place?
Arena Mexico.
Ciudad? No.
We were in Arena Mexico tonight.
Was it?
Was it? I think it was.
Today I had a show at a flea market and I got paid in pork rinds.
It's Arena Ciudad de Mexico.
Okay, so we're in Arena Ciudad de Mexico.
Yeah, Arena Ciudad de Mexico. Arena Mexico. You don't know because you don't speak the English.
Reptile, get out of here, man. You don't
what
just
did you
about
say?
It. I said, get the hell out of here, pal.
I should have been a character on the why season you, Eastbound and
why
Downward.
Why is it that you talk so strange when you talk to me, but you don't talk so strange when you talk to your friend?
Hold on.
Mi amigas.
Who is it?
Hey, Reptile, how you doing, eh?
How'd you get here?
I'm good to connect. You're back in Mexico.
I swam all the way from Shanghai, man. It's pretty far. It's pretty crazy. I almost said the F word, but I don't want to drink, eh? Yeah. I swam all the way from China to Mexico, man. There's a creek right down the street. I flowed right in on that effing thing, man. I'm so excited to be back here, man.
How'd you get back?
Enzo Amore's my favorite fucking wrestler. Take two shots,
two
man.
Of them. How'd you get by Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the problem, man. Kim Jong-un, he's a huge Rush fan, man. And I know Geddy Lee's brother's cousin, so I got him an autograph, eh? And he let me go, man. Let me swim right through. He wouldn't let me actually get out of the water, eh? But I swam right through, and now here I am. I'm so excited to be in Mexico City with Enzo Amore, man.
Gordy, yeah. I have a show tomorrow. I was wondering if you want to second me to the ring. I have a managerial license I can give to you and sign
you
your name.
You got the license for Mexico City? I got one for the peg, man. I can manage you in the peg, eh?
I want you to be my manager.
I can manage
to
you
the top
peg
of the wrestling world. Lucha Libre.
I really wish you two silly sons of bitches would shut your dumb mouths.
That's not what? Very nice.
You know what's funny is that before Austin was always done by Gallows, and now Anderson is done. Okay,
who's Anderson?
You know the first time I ever met Austin. Was
tell us. Hold on.
This past year at WrestleMania, I met
your ass.
Yeah, huge fan. Obviously.
I whipped your ass when I met you, damn little son of a bitch. I broke you off and I threw you out the damn window.
Enzo Amore, I kicked the hell out of you. Yeah,
I dumped you on Austin? Your chin, son.
What did you say?
There's two Austins.
I dumped him on his chin.
A few on the chin.
I didn't say nothing about the F-bomb, Chris.
Okay, so hold on. So Enzo said it was the first time he met Steve Austin.
Let him answer the question. I had my phone in my hands and I had my head down. I was in the elevator at WrestleMania, and literally about 20 minutes before that, I was in a bus with Aiden English, and I said, "Man, I would really love to meet, dude, Austin, bro. He's the only guy who I really like."
Man.
Stone?
So I wanted to meet this guy, man. I'm in an elevator looking at my phone, and all of a sudden the door's open. I don't even look up, and I just hear, "Well, some bitch." Enzo Amore.
Worst Austin imitation.
Terrible
ever.
Austin.
That ain't the best one ever.
Everyone take a shot at, everyone take a shot at Enzo's crappy.
I should have whispered it in your ear.
Yeah. So
I just looked up and I went.
Talk in the microphone.
I just looked
you
up.
You gotta do that, throat, don't you?
I got that microphone tied on my head.
You're certified G. Just hold it up.
He
was talking. He was talking without the mic.
What?
I just looked up at the guy and I couldn't believe what I saw because he said my name. You know what I mean?
He knew you were.
Yeah, and I went, get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
I'm just making quotes.
Okay, so here's the thing. Just so you did,
I got a great Stone Cold.
But before you tell it, so okay. Enzo, you
that
did,
was it, man.
You
did, that
you
was
did
all
two,
us.
You did two episodes. You did two episodes of the Stone Cold podcast. How much better was that podcast than this piece of shit?
Oh, so much better.
Times better.
I feel like Steve's in a room with us right now. You,
all
right,
so Gallows, continue.
So
I want to hear your story, man. Anderson, give him
you
a break.
You throwing a fart in my face, Carl Anderson.
Okay, now we're getting Loy. He just threw a fart in his face, man. That's bullshit.
You literally picked it up out of your gym shorts. You threw it.
Come on, man. John Candy would never do that.
I did that to my little brother my entire life.
Crap.
Fart in my hand and put it in his mouth. It was the only form of abuse that kid got. I never laid beatings on him. He was a good kid, dude. But I'd fart.
Laid beatings on him.
He was a good kid, dude. But I would fart in my hand and put it in his mouth.
Who?
My little brother.
What's his name?
Brett, dude.
Hey, Brett Amore. How
Brett,
you doing?
Yeah,
shout
Brett
out to Brett Amore.
Hey, fart-faced Brett Amore. How you doing?
Okay, Gallows, give us your best New York imitation.
Do you have a New York?
It's, what?
Oh, God.
Okay, so
it's from Tilly living in New York.
Yeah, I'm living in New York City now. I drive a cab.
He always sounds a little bit like a vampire. I thought I have a cat.
Yeah, sometimes.
My name is Reptile.
I put in my teeth at night and I suck the blood.
See? Okay. See? New York City. See? New York City is so cool.
I'm like your friend.
By the way, shout out to
King Crystal. Of the Self Pop. Yeah, hey, guys.
Oh, yeah. Who was my friend? Who was that? Rival? I don't know. By the way, thumbs up to Anderson who's changing into his party pants.
Oh, yeah.
He changed from his
thumbs
jeans.
Up to Anderson whose ball sack's hanging out of his short leg. Right
don't
now.
Look, please.
This guy's
not to look at his ball sack.
You look like you're sitting in the sun right now.
No,
the only
I
thing
am,
you're
baby.
Missing is a mirror around your waist.
Might
dog.
As well be, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
You look like my old football coach.
Thighs
Barry
are all
Latimer.
Out.
Oh, hold on. Tell us about Barry Latimer.
Barry Latimer.
But tell us about Barry Latimer.
Barry Latimer, rip you out.
Barry Latimer's father, Charlie Latimer, used to beat my dad in the head with a clipboard.
What?
Yeah, he did.
And then when
in the 60s and 70s.
But then when you went to school, he had the same.
Then Barry Latimer was the head coach.
That's
crazy. He used to kick us in the ass and go, come on, boy. And then when I became a pro wrestler, he went, yeah, you like that wrestling, right? And I went, I saw him in the grocery store. I was home for Thanksgiving. I go, yeah. He goes, that old Stone Cold's a badass. And I went, I know Coach Latimer. He sure is.
So you said you have a Stone Cold story.
Well, it's not a good Stone Cold. It's a great Stone Cold story. So my
put the mic down your throat, son.
What?
There you go.
What?
God.
Hey, come on, man.
What?
We're trying to
the mic was.
Here.
He was talking about something.
When you look down at your beeper.
Thankfully, Anderson's.
And you see the 316, you know your ass belongs to old Stone Cold.
So, anyway.
Oh, my God.
Here's my favorite thing.
Just keep Steve Austin just, on the podcast.
Here's my favorite thing. When the rotating fourth finally starts to understand that we have no plan.
Then
and
he
no,
obviously starts to not give an
and
app.
He starts not giving a shit just like us.
Yeah,
and wondering, is this really going to work? This is going to do a million downloads.
And right more. Come around.
Why are these
a four
men?
Bedroom, trip bath, two car garage, bar in the basement, double wide, new asshole.
He had some problems with his blueprint there.
Double wide. It's a four bedroom, but it's a damn double wide.
I forgot what his house looked like.
Man, this is so much fun, man. Gallows, can I interject? Can you tell
Gordy,
a story
how
about.
Are you still here?
Ah, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm just in the corner trying to not bug anybody. I'm listening
you,
to some Triumph.
Can you drown
so tell
him
me about
again?
The Stone Cold story, man.
Listen to
Big Pop from San Adonis on Triumph.
Wait, time out.
Never surrender.
Pass he softly, brothers.
You don't know one Triumph song, Gallows.
Penises forever.
Because I was spellbound. Spellbound.
Penises forever.
That's a real rocker right there, baby.
That's a rock star, boy.
Wow. You know? Sam Adonis just had one.
Oh. Lay it on the line.
Oh, now, Sam Adonis, hold on. We have a live studio audience, Sam Adonis and his lovely girlfriend. And hello. Sam is actually
Chicken
here
Adonis.
In Mexico working here. Sam is from, where are you from? Give him the microphone 1 second, Enzo.
Texas.
Where are you from, Sam?
I am from Pittsburgh. I am.
And
the,
you're the brother of Brian Saxton.
Actually, Michael Cole.
Christ on a crutch.
You're the brother of, what? The brother of Michael Cole is here, and you work here in EMLL, CMLL.
I am a professional luchador by trade.
Wow, but you're white.
It's incredible, isn't it?
They ever call you Güero?
They call me El Flama.
They ever call you Flama Blanco? Blanca.
Flama Blanca. So how in the F?
This is, was very cool. Do you want to tell exactly who he actually is?
No, we don't care. We'll get to that later. I want to know, how do you know Triumph?
I'm actually a big fan of Lay It on the Line and Fight the Good Fight.
Why? You know
because
that from Pittsburgh?
I literally only like 80s metal, you know?
But that's not even metal. That's like 70s rock.
Lay it on the line.
That's what I'm into,
I man. Love some Triumph, man, because I'm from Winnipeg, dude. The Triumph are God's theory.
How about some Leatherwolf?
Sometimes he likes to listen to the rock and roll.
Okay. So you're a Rush guy.
Yeah, well,
I want Gordon to sing.
Rush from Mexico?
Sam Adonis.
Their worker?
And now we go back to, do you have a Stone Cold story?
Yes, I have
a
Stone Cold
story. Okay, here's the funny thing.
Is
you want to hear it?
Or you?
What?
Tell us a Stone Cold story.
Well, so one time.
You do have a good
so
one.
So Enzo, let me ask you a question. I want to hear the Stone Cold story, but I also have to, we've got a guest here.
Of course, the rotational.
Oh, okay. Rotational.
The question is, how did you get signed?
Let's talk about the tattoo you just got.
Frank Sinatra, young blue eyes, Enzo Amore gets old blue eyes.
That ain't the one I was talking about up in this mother budger.
Okay, let's talk about Frank Sinatra for a second. Guys, honestly.
I'm sorry,
Frank
baby.
Frank Sinatra, talk about an OG. People don't remember that, because you talk about Elvis, that all the chicks loved Elvis.
Frank Sinatra's
all the chicks loved Sinatra. In the 40s, Sinatra was like the man of all men.
My great
it was like Gallows in 99.
My great-grandpa, he grew up in Hoboken, New Jersey with Sinatra. And
what?
He played the saxophone.
He grew up with him?
Yeah, well, in the same neighborhood. He didn't, like, they weren't boys.
He kind of knew him. Okay.
But he played the saxophone and he was on the scene, you know?
Yeah.
And one day my nanny said it's either the saxophone or me. So he dropped the saxophone, you know, because he was living that life out at the Ritz. And we got this sweet little picture of them. My nanny and
Hanging out the Ramada collecting pennies.
They're at the Stork Club, and the only reason you know that is because the ashtray says Stork Club on it.
Right.
It was where Sinatra and the Rat Pack and all them guys used to run in New York City.
Wow.
So,
I'm obsessed with that. Oh, shit.
Sorry, guys.
Jeez, Gallows, you're not even the main talker. And
am I ever?
I bought a rack.
Yes.
I bought a rack of beers.
Anyway.
Where do the beers go?
Oh, they're in here. I put them in the cold for you, man.
What a good brother.
Sometimes when I feel like I don't get to talk enough, I just interrupt
Sinatra
everybody.
Story, guys.
No, I mean, I don't have much of a Sinatra story, but the way it works is, you know, I told you that about my grandpa. And my other grandpa.
Shout out to Enzo's grandpa.
Yeah. My other grandpa, rest in peace, he was all kind of mafioso up in Jersey.
Oh, but that never existed. And, there's no such thing as the mafioso.
No such thing.
Hey, how you doing?
So, you know, he got chubby and moved to Miami. You know, that's what gangsters do, bro.
That's going to be you in 20 years, so
it'd be a fat ass.
Chubby
and
moved to Miami.
But my pops, you know.
I need to just move to Miami.
My pops was an honest man, and he was a DJ. And,
what?
Yeah, and my
That's
dad.
Awesome.
So he DJed weddings, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, corporate events,
funerals.
You name it. So at the age of like 13, I was doing this stuff nonstop.
And you were DJing?
Well, I was playing, you know, Pikachu on my phone or something like that.
Okay,
like,
listening to DJ.
We were young, dude. They didn't even have Pikachu. Remember them little origami babies, dude? Them little eggs that had little Tamagotchi.
I just never did that stuff.
Yeah, you know, I was probably
Sam
playing.
Adonis
I was like 13 when I started
whack
off. But bottom line is, Pops was a DJ, and he always, always during cocktail hour played Sinatra.
Nice.
And so I grew up on Sinatra like you couldn't even comprehend. Record player always played Sinatra.
I get it. You're a modern day Sinatra. You understand the vibe of Sinatra. He's an OG.
So, you're kind
of
like Tatanka, but not at all.
So you know, like
Tatanka.
Well, we got here the Bergen County Sheriff's Office, and
Sinatra
they may or may not have had a run-in with yours truly, and that's where Sinatra's been, you know, held prisoner at one point in his life. And I know what it's like to be a prisoner of New Jersey. So I'm glad that I'm outside the confines right now.
Ah, man,
of,
that's emotional.
The armpit
man.
Of the country, because quite frankly, I love where I'm from.
Yeah, okay? Man, New Jersey.
But once you leave and you don't have to shovel your driveway anymore.
Hey, listen, dude. Yeah, hey.
You know, you're smarting up real quick.
Give me a high five on that because I'm from Winnipeg. I'm from Winnipeg, too. Shut up, Gordy. And the thing is, Winnipeg, it's a great place to be from, but when you go back there and it's minus 50 and
it's cold as hell.
It sucks. Winnipeg, Hoboken, great place to grow up. You don't want to live there the rest of your life. I still live there. Shut up, Gordy.
I'm a resident of Gloucester City and Camden, New Jersey, Murder City, USA.
No, Winnipeg's Murder City, Canada,
rough,
yo.
Kid.
More people die in Winnipeg than
I don't know.
Said.
Camden?
Camden, New Jersey?
Camden, New Jersey, 2002 was rotten.
Honestly, tell us the Stone Cold story.
Yeah. Who's better than this guy, huh?
Well, my first WrestleMania.
Anderson, what's going on over here, man?
It's actually, and Steve's going to be talking to you about your experience.
Chris, you actually did ask a great question. You said, you asked how Enzo got signed by WWE.
Yes, that's I did ask Enzo.
I signed that motherfucker.
You ain't signed nothing.
I signed that son of a bitch.
You can always tell when Gallows is rocking when his face gets red and he laughs at everything he says.
I feel like I might have to.
When his blood pressure gets so high they almost don't let him work like yesterday.
I feel like I might want to jump on this vodka bandwagon, bro. We got ghosts.
The best thing is about that, we're almost done.
You want bottles?
It's just water.
We'll pop the ghosts, all right? You want to come to my city?
Hell no! How did that happen?
You want to make a knife?
Thank you. We love you.
There was a glass shattered.
Well, Enzo was just
Stone Cold did not walk in the room.
Another glass.
My name is Steve Austin. Well, Enzo ain't a ringmaster, but I'm Stone
Cold. Enzo was just killing it. I put the goose bottle down on top of the glass, and it broke the glass, which is crazy.
Yes,
you did. I don't even remember what we were talking about.
Sam, I haven't seen you since you were 13 years old. I'm sorry you have to see me like this, but
God damn, it's how I am.
Come on down and see me. Mahali is amazing. We love Mahali. Mahali is Sam Adonis.
Mahalo for removing your sleep.
Mahalo when we were in Hawaii with Uncle Alan would be hello.
That's a thank you.
Okay, so tell us about your rock story. Just not interrupt.
Oh, the rock.
Well, this one time.
We'll get back to the Stone Cold.
The Rock story's pretty darn good.
Well, come on, man.
I've never met the Rock yet.
Carl, the burping.
No, I've never met the Rock.
Okay,
bro.
Hopefully the burping.
You mean you want silence while you talk?
Yeah.
I don't know what he's like in person.
I need some respect.
Listen, if Albert the waiter shows up, you can burp in the mic or fart in the mic. Other than that, tell us just your rock story.
Okay, so 15 years old, little uncle brother Gallows hanging out behind the arena like a little Miz. Mm-hmm. And the
little Miz?
Yeah, a little Mizzle, a little Markski.
Like Miz like the Miz.
No,
like a Mizzle.
I'm backstage, eh?
Like a Mizzle.
I've got a wife who reinvented my career.
Hanging out in my high-tech boots and my jeans.
I think that was kind of Miz. I love Miz, by the way. That was Miz Canuck.
Oh, yeah, I got a wife. She reinvigorated my career, eh?
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, this is actually, you're going to laugh at this.
I will.
So the effing Rock pulls out in a Lincoln Town Car. It's 1998, era of the Rock, looking cool as hell as the Rock.
Looking fly.
Uncle Gallows can't take it as a 15-year-old boy.
Drew can't take it.
He can't take it.
He's just
I'm a supermarket ski.
Rock at his highest.
I run, I jump, I land on the hood of the Rock's Lincoln Town Car.
What? Shut up.
This is
you
real.
Ran
yes.
and jumped.
Yes.
Off the
I got
street.
Beaten up two times by WWE security in my youth.
Oh, my God. This is a gold mine. So, please, explain.
Gallows
by the
is
way,
a gold mine.
Enzo, Gallows is always the star of the
this
show.
This is not a
so
lie.
Hold on. Let me just get this straight. You ran
so
down
you know
the
how,
road.
You, know
you
how,
jumped, and you landed on the town car hood of the Rock's car.
Do you know how when you pull out of the arena where you go underneath? This is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yes.
At the old arena.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious?
We're sorry, guys.
Cheers.
I think Gallows.
No, it's all about the F word.
Everybody knows your name.
My dad said.
How you doing, Norm? What's shaking? All four chins
said,
and both cheeks.
You and your friends' tickets. I'm not going. No. I've had enough
both
of it.
Both cheeks and all four chins. Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
I've had enough of it. I'm not going.
Your dad said this.
My dad said, I'll buy all the tickets for you and your friends. I'm not going.
Your dad's
enough.
A great brother, by the way. I want to have him on the show.
The greatest.
My dad is.
I want to have him on the show other than you.
Yeah, he'll be
way cooler. Yeah,
he is such
great,
a good guy. And
but you're a ratings draw, so we have to put up with it.
And he's a single maniac
he's
right
a single
now.
Gallows.
Yeah, I'm taking my gimmick on the world.
Luke Gallows is recently single, and he's absolutely insane.
Yeah. See you later, sweetheart. Anyway,
you, it's the road calling.
It ain't you, baby girl. It's the road that's calling me away. You're my Monday. You're my Tuesday.
It's a story.
So, don't listen, girls. I know you won't.
Oh, my God.
So the gimmick is I'm going nuts. So my dad.
Oh, Popsky from Enzo over
Brian
there.
Brian Robe. He's like, my stepdad George
Shout out to Brian Robe.
My stepdad George will drive us. And George is, George is not really a good guy.
George is 14 years old.
He's drinking beers. He's driving my dad's Suburban. And there's a bunch of kids at the back ready for wrestling with posters and stuff.
Wrestling.
George doesn't go in the show. He's outside pissing and drinking.
1998, people.
Yeah.
Different world.
So, yeah, 98 was a great time. So I'm outside, and I'm like, we can't leave, George. Like, my dad gave you a Suburban. I'm staying here to watch the wrestlers leave because that's what I do. I'm a nerd. So they're leaving. I see all the I see the Godfather left.
Jeez,
Drake.
Oh, wow. Are you kidding? Oh, jeez, come on, man.
I saw Jeff Jarrett leave.
I'm Double J.
J-E-double-F-J-double-R-E-double-T. Now, ha, ha, ha. So then I see the town car pull up. I see the man in the car, and I go, this is too much for me. I can't really take it.
And it was?
And so you dove on the hood of this Lincoln Town Car.
So I do the dive. I do the dive ski, and I land on the hood.
What are you planning to do?
I didn't have
drop an elbow.
I'm just going to jump on the...
I also got beat up by the Jimmy, the big jacked up guy back in 98.
Okay, are you splitting stories or are we going to finish the first one?
What did The Rock say?
This is the first one. Okay. So this is what The Rock did, and I'm not lying. I land on the car somehow, and The Rock does the people's eyebrow. I know you'll think this is a lie. He did.
Quick.
I look in, and he does the people's eyebrow like...
Quick segue. What's your hairstyle at this time?
Oh, I had great hair.
F-bomb real quick.
Great hair.
Yeah, was it bald?
Dyed blonde. I'll send you a picture.
Yellows is on fire,
Did you have?
With the F-bomb.
I was lifting weights because I knew that Hacksaw Jim Duggan played in the NFL. Then he became a wrestler. So if my football career went well, I could certainly make it into
wrestling.
Were
you going bald at 15 or did you have
Not yet. It was about 17 when it started to creep back. You know, so... I dove on the hood of The Rock's car.
This is the Gallows Show. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I dove on the
hood. How do you have all these stupid stories? You're the best.
I'm a stupid man.
Look at him. Look at the way he talks.
Okay, so you jump on The Rock's
car. That's
why I'm a GD enigma.
Did The Rock have sunglasses on and did he tilt them down?
No, he did not.
You're claiming that The Rock gave you the people's eyebrow as you jumped on the hood of his car.
No, I'm not claiming that.
Okay.
I made a flush landing. The Rock went, did the eyebrow, and then I felt just my world leave. And like a 400-pound security man grabbed by the back of my belt. I was like 175 pounds.
Yeah. So
I just go into the air and land on the ground, and then I start like
Mike to the Mike
trying to scurry, but they're trying to beat on me.
They're trying to powder.
And I run. Yeah, I was taking a powder, as we say in the biz.
In the biz quiz.
And I get away. But I'll make this quick.
Yeah. No, you won't. Please.
I won't. A year later, 16 years old, WWE's back. Okay.
Okay.
Effing Hell in a Cell comes to Pittsburgh. Mankind versus The Undertaker. Legendary match. I was in the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the one where he fell through the gate?
Are you?
That's
the
one.
That's the most legendary match.
Are you trying to transition into the Stone Cold story?
This is the Stone Cold story, babe.
Okay. He's transitioning into it.
So Stone Cold and Kane have to follow this. The cell comes down. They get blood. The whole thing is great. Whatever. So I'm like, I got to get in the back. I got to tell the guys that I'm going to be a wrestler too. They're going to know that I will be, and then I'll be accepted.
Right.
So I start sneaking through all these like.
So Enzo, how did you get signed by the WWE?
No, this is real.
I know.
I got beat up by Jim Dotson.
He won't let you finish. He won't let you cut him off on this.
Oh, is this the Stone Cold story?
Yeah. So Stone Cold.
We really want to hear this story, but first I want to hear Enzo how you got signed.
We don't want to hear it.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/therapy60.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky,
co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey, welcome around here no more.
Innocence forever is proud. Innocence forever is
living in my way, Chris.
Father Chris. Innocence forever.
All right, there's no point in trying to make this smooth. We're just going to jump right back into the middle of Talking Shop, presented by Talk is Jericho, live in Mexico with Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and the special rotating fourth, Enzo Amore.
Quick tidbit to your earlier.
Okay.
You asked me about the Certified G thing.
Yeah.
It was very simple. The intellectual savior of the masses was Damian Sandow.
Right.
And when we had to get called on the... When we had to get called on the fly to go cut a promo because John Cena just pulled me in Big Cass. Big Cass is yet to debut on NXT.
So you guys are backstage and you have to cut a promo in front of John Cena?
No. In the ring with John Cena in the dark at NXT.
Oh.
And he's in the ring with Damian Sandow. Wow. There'll be a payoff at the end or whatever.
So you were told, listen, Green Boys, cut an improv promo in the ring with John Cena.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So John Cena came to us about 10, 15 minutes before he was going through the curtain for his dark. And he said, hey, you guys want to come out there in the dark and cut a promo with me with Damian Sandow? And I was like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was like,
Gallows, get off your phone.
Can Big Cass come too? And he was like,
his brother.
Yeah.
It's not about me. I can't have.
So me and Big Cass. He was in the back freaking out. He put on his trunks, got quick buttered up for this dark segment.
Wet his giant hair.
Yeah, just
wet his Norwegian death metal hair.
Yeah, and this guy has never debuted on TV, so these people have no idea who we are, man. I just debuted that day, man.
What a effing debut.
Yeah, so they asked us to come out or whatever, and Sandow's in the ring, and he's the intellectual savior of the masses, and they're doing this deal. He's supposed to be smart and have all the answers.
As we softly, brother.
Hold on. Right now, before Gallows is sitting here with a coffee cup on top of his bald, receding hairline, stupid head, and he's perfectly placed.
Well, it's only been receding for 20 years.
I think it's receded at this point.
He needs a picture. We need a picture of that.
This will be a bonus picture on the Twitter. There you go, right there. Perfect. Okay, continue, please. So Cass, no one knows who the hell this guy is.
So nobody knows who either one of us are. We get in the ring with Damian Sandow. He's
bigger than hell, you're nuts.
And I just said to him, I'm a certified G and a bona fide stud. You can't teach that. You know, you read all the books you want. I don't care. Because you see the guy behind me? He's 7 foot tall. And you can't teach that either, dummy. Or whatever I said. I don't know.
But where'd you get that you can't teach that from? You just make it up? Or is that
something 7 foot tall in sports.
But did your brother Sully from Brooklyn say that? Or you just came up with it?
No, all it was is if you've ever played sports in your entire life, right?
Yeah,
Wayne Gretzky shoots a hockey puck. It flies up into the corner.
In the corner of the net.
You're like, you can't teach that.
You know what I mean? ESPN, Jonathan Coachman
type stuff.
Just sports
crap. And Big Cass is 7 foot tall, so you can't teach that.
You can't teach that.
So I was thinking to myself, like, well, what can't you teach about me? You know? Like, well, damn it.
The farting. It's always the farting.
I guess I'm a certified G and a bona fide stud.
Nice. And that's how it started.
And that's how it started. But beyond that, you asked me how I was found, so that was
signed,
the reason
why I found,
got
whatever.
Signed, found.
Listen, we're running Hooters in Hoboken.
But honestly, you're a small brother. And listen, there's small brothers, big brothers, everyone in between.
Talking about the uphill battle, I got my job threatened when I week one, you know. It's like everybody walks through the door.
Gallows is so mad right now because Enzo's killing Gallows. It.
So they just pull me in, you know, right away. Bill DeMott's the head coach, like, you see this?
Oh, look at you.
Oh, boy.
Look at you.
Look what we have here.
Yeah, man. That was pretty much
so when
it.
But how did you get signed, though? Because you're a small brother.
I made a YouTube video, and my strength coach from childhood showed it to Triple H. Triple H gave me a tryout. At the tryout, Dr. Tom was the head coach.
Oh, good
and
brother.
I actually, yeah, when I was there, when I was there, my tryout just so happened to be a day where I just happened to think this was normalcy. But Dr. Tom's the head coach. He calls out Rick Victor for an hour.
Who's
Broadway.
Rick Victor? What a piece of shit name that is.
Hey, hello, Rick Victor. You're not even a real person.
I don't even like the name Rick Victor, eh?
You're a son of a bitch, Rika Victor.
Oh, Rick Victor's Canadian. I'm sorry, then I love him.
You're a son of a bitch.
Rick Victor was not in the Ascension yet, but he just had this hour Broadway.
Oh, I love that guy. I didn't mean that.
I got him signed.
Rick Victor's a great brother.
Victor, bro.
I told Johnny Ace, a great brother. TJ Wilson told me, there's a guy who's sleeping in his car trying to get a gig. I said to Johnny Ace, listen, you're hiring all these guys. This guy's sleeping in his car like a brother for three. Oh,
dude,
shit.
He's
sorry,
one of the greatest brothers of all time. Rick Victor's
I'm sorry, guys.
He can work.
I said for
that
months.
Kid can work, Gallows.
He can work.
I said, he's been sleeping in his car for 3 months. Can you give him a tryout? Johnny gave him a tryout. He killed it, and now Victor... From the Ascension.
Yeah.
Rick Victor from the Ascension is a great professional.
Great
wrestler.
Guy. Great,
yeah, great guy. Yeah.
He is when the other brother got sidetracked, shall we say, for a month or 2 months. That was the best Victor ever looked because he was on his own doing his own thing. Good brother.
But, bro, Victor, dude, he had to deal with me when I was literally...
As we softly, brother.
As I was learning.
As we softly, brother.
That'd be the next theme song for next
bro,
episode.
Bro, think about it. The Ascension were working on top in NXT with the tag titles, and Enzo Amore just debuted on TV. Had no idea how to wrestle. Brought this 7-foot guy out with him. And they had to teach us, you know? Like, Connor and Victor...
You were Taylor... You and Braun Strowman are the first guys I've met in years... who don't know shit, but are tailor-made for pro wrestling.
Yeah, they're the two.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
I got Shawn Michaels' heart tattooed on me when I was young, dude.
Wow, like, where is it?
It's on the inside of my arm.
Wow, I see it.
I've always been a fan of wrestling.
I see it.
Don't you dare.
I don't mean that as a disrespect to Shawn Michaels.
I just want to pee on one of your tattoos.
You asked me to pee on it?
What?
Why would you pee on Shawn Michaels?
Not on Shawn Michaels.
Okay.
He's a ledge.
Yeah, but
he's a hashtag ledge.
I don't know what we were talking about, but we were talking about
it. It was a good story. It's you said that basically
that
Rick Victor,
yeah.
And the Shawn Michaels.
He just had to deal with crap. I mean, he was literally, I'm in the ring, he's just calling it to me, you know what I mean?
So you don't
even know my ass from my elbow.
Did you train with Johnny Rods or any of those New York guys?
Oh, I trained with Bill DeMott, baby. So you
FCW. Hold on, one second. I have to try to understand this, please.
Was that Hugh Morris?
Dusty Rhodes is the reason.
Hugh, are you? Hugh.
The laughing man.
I owe it to Dusty Rhodes because Hunter, when he gave me my tryout, he didn't vouch for me. He didn't tell anybody how I got there.
But how'd you get a tryout? Were you wrestling? Were you a stand-up?
No, he was managing the Hooters in Hobo.
Just talking.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Of all the guys that have been trying for years to get signed, you sent a video of talking, and now you're a WWE superstar and super over. See, kids, you don't always have to go in the proper way. You don't have to go train. You don't have to do anything. Just do a video of you talking.
And then when
or put a coffee cup on your head.
Sometimes when you wear
I cut a promo on my tryout for Dusty Rhodes, right? So all week long, I didn't stand a snowball's chance in hell. They got me in a ring. I'm hitting the ropes, getting bumped, and you name it.
I can't even hit the ropes.
My head is pounding. I got big bruises on my lat from hitting the ropes. I'm in my hotel room like, Jesus Christ, am I cut out for this?
What am I doing over here?
Jesus Christ.
But then I cut the promo for Dusty Rhodes, and I probably remember it to this day because that's how my...
He dropped the cup off. He can't go take a piss. He dropped the cup
so
off
I
of
think
his head
I
press.
Still probably remember the promo I cut for Dusty Rhodes.
The cup was on his head and it fell. Sit down, okay. I want to hear it.
So the day I tried out, I remember the promo on my tryout. I remember Let's every promo it. I've ever cut in my life. I don't know. My mind's fucked up. Damn it.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Sam.
As he softly, brothers.
Stacey's going to be really.
As he softly, brothers.
Just bleep him out.
Sounds
man.
Like a little Beatles song or something.
Dude, I got
my love to you.
So what was the promo that you said Dusty Rhodes?
I think I can remember it.
You just said you did remember it.
Yeah, but this is an attempt at something I haven't done in years.
Okay.
I remember it word for word.
Oh, my God. So Dusty goes, cut me a promo, baby.
Well, I had a promo class. That's what I was waiting for.
It's time for you to cut a promo, Enzo.
That's what I was waiting for. waiting for all week.
Right, because you can't wrestle for shit. But
I mean,
you know
I've never
you
worked
talk.
Before, bro. I've never worked, but I mean, I'm a fan of the
you
business.
You know you got
so
a great cock
it.
On
you.
You
don't understand.
Yeah, so, you know, the only advice I ever had from Hunter when I met him once before my trial, he said, just shake Where's everyone's hand when you meet them. And I said, okay. And that was it, dude.
I know that, that'll get you a job. Yeah. Okay, so you see Dusty Rhodes. Cut a promo, baby. What are you going to do? Enzo,
tonight's
what are you
going to
do? You're from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Oh, I'm worried about a theater.
Man,
if you can talk or not, it doesn't
Luke
matter
Gallows.
What you can do inside the
that
ropes.
That guy's underrated, overpaid.
Overpaid.
Would you say underrated? Underrated? Yeah. Underrated, underpaid.
I said a lot of things.
Are you looking it up on your phone right now, Enzo?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow. So do you write all your promos on your phone?
I've written everything.
Man, he's so much smarter than us, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
I don't know those. I feel like he said he didn't.
I got it. Actually, I didn't even have to look. I got it. I remembered it.
Here we go.
Typed it in.
All right. Cut a promo.
Okay, I'm EA all day. Okay, let me. Hell yeah.
Take two.
Okay, I'm EA
Somebody
all day.
Shit in your mouth, you crazy asshole.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm EA all day. Let me tell you how my day starts in my world. Okay, I wake up in the morning, you know, I piss excellence. I take a second, I sit down, you know, and then that's when I stand up. That's when I realize I don't give a crap about you, anyone, anything, okay? You know, damn it, I don't remember.
That's,
I don't
that's
give a crap
good,
anyone,
eh?
Any you or anything.
Sometimes when you piss excellence, it's hard to remember what happened then.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and
it.
If you piss the razors, you have to go to the doctor.
I don't care about the razors and the piss. All I care about is getting to the top.
Reptile, I've had enough of you, man.
Wow. I'm really depressed.
Sometimes when it's Jericho falls on the floor and I tell my dog.
You can't do that because that makes him go more.
Yeah, that's it.
I love Reptile. And as Enzo's still trying to think of his promo, honestly.
Tomorrow, I got your job.
Listen, when I get fired like in 3 months.
Listen.
Let me talk about something, okay? Maestro over here. All right, you guys.
You're talking about the real Maestro from WCW.
I'm talking about Jericho.
Let's just be real for a second here. You guys, you watched the start of it. You lost it. But you were brothering around. You had a towel on. You still had your gear on. I don't know exactly what you were up to. There might have been something in your cup, and there might have been some popcorn in your other hand. But bottom line is, Maestro over here, Chris Jericho, went out there and cut a promo tonight in all Spanish.
Classic.
And I had no idea what the hell he was talking about. But these people were in the pizom of his hand. And I cannot even comprehend what I witnessed.
Yo habla perfecto español. Yo lo conozco. Yo sabe culero. Yo no soy culero.
Because they were calling him puta, right? Oh, puta! Basically calling him a pussy, right? That's what that means?
Bitch, yeah, basically, yeah.
And then you went out there, and you, at one point, now 15 minutes has gone by, and you and Seth Rollins have not even touched.
Yeah, sorry. Eh?
And then you grabbed the mic, and you
genius.
Said, I
genius
am not
genius.
A punta. And the people blew their gasket.
Oh,
punta. You got in the ring. And for the next 10 to 15 minutes, every single strike
move
that Seth Rollins hit you with was in anticipation of the chant. Ooh.
Yeah,
and
great.
I'm talking about the finish. Not, they didn't count 1, 2, 3.
Guys, this is
what they counted,
this
bro.
This is Chris Jericho.
And I was sitting there watching it, bro.
Chris Jericho.
Oh.
Chris Jericho's performance for a 20-minute headliner attraction match is walking up to Orlando Colon and going,
classic.
How do you say classic stupid idiot in Spanish just
you
so
saw
I
me
remember?
Say that?
That was it. And then you walked out there and entertained him for 40 fucking minutes.
It was.
Minutes.
But the point is, so I lived in
Sammy,
turn off your ringer.
Before we get into that real quick.
Hey, your ring, dog.
Why are you talking about?
Hey. Before we get into that real quick.
You gotta be going, Gallows.
It's
right beside you. It landed between the cushions. You're looking for your phone.
No.
You stupid, dumb idiot. There it is.
Carl beat you to the bathroom, Gallows. You
okay.
Guys gonna cross
the street. So here's the thing.
Here's a picture of your...
Okay, so here's the thing. So I went out to the ring, and I could speak Spanish, okay? I had no idea what I was going to say. The only thing, like you said, I asked Orlando, how do you say stupid idiot in Spanish? He went, idiota stupido.
Don't sell yourself short here, brother.
That's what he said. But I didn't know if it was idioto or idiota. So I go out there, and for the first time, I've been working in Mexico since 1993. I go in the ring, and I hear this, and I'm like, what are they saying? I'm like, I've never experienced this before. I've experienced it like Bendejo, Culero, all these other ones. So I said, okay, this next one, I'm going to pick one guy and watch what he says. Oh, and I see his voice. He goes, puto. I'm like, okay, he said puto. Is that what they're saying? So I go to look at a little kid next time. Oh, and the little kid says puto. So if the little kid's saying puto, which means bitch, actually means worse from what I understand, but whatever.
Well, at least that's what I thought. Somebody told me that in the back.
It's a derogatory term. But I'm watching the little kid say it. Yeah, so I see the little kid see it. So I'm like, okay, if the little kid says it, then it's okay. I can say it too. I am not a puto. And there's your match. We did nothing other than people going,
un-fucking real.
Oh,
sorry, boys.
It was fun to watch, boy.
Reptile, did you enjoy the show tonight at Arena Ciudad?
You think sometimes when the people see Chris Jericho come back to Mexico City, they see you, Daddy, that they get happy because they see you in your home environment where you've been a star for 20
years. Hold on a second. Oh, hell yeah, man. How are you?
Hell yeah. Man, I'm doing pretty good. I'm good. Quickly, what, when we saw...
oh, hell yeah, man. Not here.
Down,
hold
yes,
on a second. Hell yeah.
Oh, go back outside. Oh, is Carl going to roast us?
No, not at all. The Gallows was telling a story one time. We saw the SmackDown boys right recently.
In Glasgow.
Gallows is telling a story about what? His gimmick going on a world tour?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And Ambrose.
Single Gallows.
Ambrose is very quiet.
Quiet
guy, right?
But it's super funny genius.
Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah,
very nice man.
He's staring at Gallows as Gallows is telling a story. And I see Ambrose.
About my gimmick going around the world.
Ambrose's face is starting to twitch. And he can't hold this smile back.
Sometimes you need a brother to get the brother to have
finally,
a good time.
And then finally Ambrose just bursts out and goes, God, I miss that guy. He's just staring at Gallows.
He loves Gallows.
He
so
just
much.
Loves Gallows' insanity. He's
he like, can't get over to his own effing living room, and he'll pop the boys.
Every time Gallows talks,
give me 2 seconds and you'll appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
We just had Scotland Glasgow Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
We were sharing a hotel the night before Raw, just so happened to be the Emmys of like Glasgow, right?
Yeah, the BTWFs
so,
or something.
Yeah, so they're upstairs, right? And they got this whole ballroom and everyone's in evening gowns and beautiful dresses, okay? And people are in suits and ties, right?
Shut up.
So suits and ties, all right?
Shut up, Enzo said.
So they're in suits and ties. Everybody's looking good. And you know, I've been downstairs. I've had a couple cocktails and I'm feeling good.
No!
So I decided to mosey on upstairs, but I grabbed one of the security guards with me, you know? I ain't stupid. Like, let's look. If we want to look like stars, grab a couple security guards and make them walk with me because I know I'm getting kicked out. I'm wearing a Guns N' Roses
T-shirt. I just put my mic down.
Like you are right now, by the way.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I got a rock and roll tee cut off, tattoos out.
Hell yeah.
I've had a couple. So I walk up there and I'm mingling around and people are wanting to take pictures and I'm appeasing these needs. And next thing I know, I'm getting pulled out of there by security, right? But I'm delaying it and stalling it because people are asking me for my picture.
Right.
So the cops, they're trying to get me gone, but hey, I'm taking pictures. Now, meanwhile, there's a party going on at this ball banquet with a big dance floor, right? And I'm getting pulled out. And I look to my right, and I see Gallows, a head taller than everyone, walking directly through the middle of the dance floor.
Bald, stupid head.
Stupid.
By
himself.
What's he wearing? Tap out?
Like, he had on a tap out shirt. He 100% had a tap out shirt on, walking straight through the middle of this dance floor. And here I am getting pulled out, and I just looked over, and I just brothered. I just looked over, you looked at me, and just, you didn't know what was happening to me, but I knew you were just fine.
I knew what was happening to him.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, we had to kick you out. Hell yeah, man.
Hey, how are you?
Man, damn, I don't like to kick you out of a freaking second.
Man, I know one thing, man. I seen Gallows outside hooking up with a damn girl.
Banging heroin, but I said you weren't banging heroin. You were feeding a baby.
Hell yeah, man. So, hey man, Enzo Moore here, man. Hell yeah, man.
Pretty good, damn old guy.
Man, Enzo, man.
I've been on benders. You'd have brought a sleeping bag, too, boy.
Enzo, man, I seen Gallows outside hooking up with a girl, man.
No, come on, man.
I was donating some food to charity, man.
No, man.
A bag of cousins.
I seen Gallows outside eating powdered donuts,
now,
man.
That ain't true, man. I don't eat no powdered donuts. I'm on a damn old diet. I was setting up some sliced chicken breast for all the kids in the neighborhood.
Hell yeah. It was powdered chicken breast. Hell yeah.
A little bit of garlic sauce on them.
Hey, Chris, man. I saw Enzo Amore outside, man. He was talking to the basketball coach.
Demo Enzo Amore, man. He's a good guy, man. He's always giving stuff to charity, trying to worry about the kids.
I like hearing Canadian. Hell yeah. Hey, man.
I was down at the store, man. I was downstairs and I saw Enzo Amore come downstairs. He gave a stuffed animal to a poor kid on the street. Hell yeah, man.
That's a true story.
Hey, Sam, how are things at CMLL?
How does Gordy make it?
With your doing the what? Things with
From
your buttholes.
We're still wondering.
Nah, I told you, man. Kim Il-young gave me the powers to fly through the streets. Hey,
guys.
I don't effing worry about it, man. Lay it on the line with Triumph and me and Sam Adonis. That's all I need over here.
We got Sam Adonis. He's the butthole king of Mexico. How's that working for you?
I just want to thank you for letting me be here tonight. It's a really great honor because you guys are all stars, and I'm just some new kid in the business.
But Sam Adonis.
I'm a big up-and-comer here in Mexico, and honestly, one thing would mean more to me than anything. The Lucha de Apuesta is a very prestigious thing here in Mexico. It's the wager match. It's mask versus hair, or mask versus mask, or hair versus hair. I would really love the opportunity to take on El Reptile.
El Reptile. For what?
But my hair against his mask.
Really? You've got some nice blonde hair.
I think it could be a really good opportunity.
So you're challenging Reptile, hair versus mask match.
I would love to challenge him. Arena Mexico, whether it's New York City, Manhattan Center, Madison Square Garden, anywhere.
But there's only one Arena Mexico in Mexico City.
There's Arena Mexico. I think we can get it done.
So you're saying Arena Mexico?
He's a superstar.
You want to challenge January 5th, 2018, Arena Mexico, Reptile versus Sam Adonis, hair versus mask.
Let's make it happen.
Wow.
For charity.
Reptile, you've been challenged for a hair versus mask match by Sam Adonis.
Sometimes I get challenged for matches. I don't know who the guys are who make the challenges, but I get so scared because I don't always know the credentials.
Yo quiero su pinche máscara, tu pinche puto.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm your friend. I'm just trying to get into the wrestling. What is your name?
Mi nombre es el rudo de las chicas. Mi nombre es el rubio de fantástico. Yo soy Sam Adonis.
I would put in my friend Enzo and Chris Jericho, and they could fight you, and then I would stand behind them, and someday maybe I will win.
I ain't basing for shit.
Fight the good fight every day.
Don't be a jacko. Don't be a jacko.
We've come to the
for
time.
The love of horse. And I said it for the drink.
Did you say cock?
Don't be a jacko.
Okay. Hold on a second, guys.
Working double time on the seduction line.
As we softly, brother.
Enzo just threw out a Brian Johnson AC/DC lyric and no one caught it but me. So yeah. So now comes the time where we go into the talking shop mailbag.
You got me.
All of our fans, as we softly, brother, send my love to you. Okay, so talk and shop. Okay, so the questions that we have this is from Superkick Saunders.
It's a fake name. He's a piece of shit.
And he's
Saunders.
I got a motto Saunders. About you. It says, I can't say the F word.
Stepped
I'll call you.
The tough kids in elementary school.
He says, huge fan, guys, especially Enzo. What is the ugliest ring gear you've ever seen? Thanks so much for all the entertainment. Go F yourself, Superkick Saunders.
Mine.
What's the ugliest ring gear you've ever seen?
Probably my original gear when they were making me wear tights. You know how uncomfortable it is? Hey, listen, I never brothered for real. Dude, I wasn't no damn wrestler. You didn't see me no damn trunks. I was out there in b-ball shorts, you know.
Yeah, them demo trunks. Yeah.
Hell yeah,
he
made me wear spandex.
Superkick Saunders couldn't get laid in a strip club with a penis made of cocaine.
Wow, that's some beautiful.
That was a stiff shot.
Sam Adonis just threw down the.
Here's the thing.
Here's the word. What's the
Johnsons came to TNA in 2002.
You talking about the Johnson, like the. Big Johnson and Little Johnson, the Johnson brothers?
The Johnsons, they're cocks.
Oh, yeah, the cocks.
So they,
Enzo's missing
his phone. They wore flesh-colored suits.
Sam Adonis
masks.
Knows.
They're the Shane twins, eh? Hey, they're... yeah, we're both dressed as penises.
You don't have the Lucha Libre, but you're dressed as a penis.
Reptile says this is ridiculous.
Penis forever.
As a penis forever.
I'm lost. I love how Andrew Gallus has a really small baseball hat on right now for no apparent reason.
If we're doing this for another couple minutes, I might have to.
Hey, how you doing?
Zach Brown, who's a fan of our
wrestling. Switching over to the vodka.
You want one?
Stupid Gallus has a stupid baseball hat on.
We're getting ghosts, all right?
Okay, so tell me.
You trying to tell me I can't afford no bottles?
How you doing?
What's the question?
The question is, what is the water? The ugliest
ravages,
the ugliest ring gear you've ever seen.
Oh, I don't know.
The question is, how long will your penis last?
Can I say the ugliest ring you've ever seen? Gallows, when he first came to WWE, where he's wearing leather shorts.
There you go.
Those were great.
No, they were not great.
Only I made $42,000 off leather shorts.
Now the real number, but when you came to the big leagues, what was the first comment I said to you, Gallows? Your match was great.
You said, you're a really cool guy, and I want to be your friend. And I was like, yeah, me too.
But what did Vince really say?
I don't remember the rest
of it. No, I said, get rid of those stupid shorts. You look like an indie.
Oh, I forgot he said
look like an indie worker. That's what I said.
And I thought I was awesome, and he was my best friend. And we were going to
be
friends
forever. Here we go. Here's another one. Okay, Alexis30XCW.
Oh, hello.
Stupid.
Are you hot?
Fake name.
It might be.
Are you a girl?
No, it's a guy. Sorry, it's a guy.
Are you a woman?
Oh, it's a guy.
Oh.
Okay, we'll go to the next one then. All right. Okay,
oh, Alexis,
Lenny.
I apologize.
Hold on. At Crazy Lenny.
Oh, hello, Crazy Lenny.
Says,
with a Crazy Lenny.
Hey,
dude.
Me too. How you doing,
Lenny?
Crazy
man.
Lenny LaRue.
Lenny ran the piano mover business that I used to work for. Shout out to Lenny.
He used to move pianos,
MMS, bro.
Lenny Glenn arrested
When Hunter gave me my chance, dude. He literally pulled me off of a piano moving truck. That was my game.
That is the best story. So your job was a piano?
Dude, when Hunter called me on the phone, I was on the piano moving truck. That is a fact.
In New York City, that's
that
a thing.
That is a fact. In New York City, keeping somebody on deck to wave down the traffic, deal with the cops verbally so you can get the piano in and out so you don't have to deal with the post.
How many pianos do people
only
own
in New York City? There's that many pianos.
Yeah, you're not going to have a piano moving.
They have
in
Jackson, Georgia.
Listen, when you go to Lucinda's Tit, North Carolina, there's no piano moving service there.
I'll tell
these
Jewish
What about Georgia's butthole, South Carolina?
What about Lucinda's? Have piano auctions, so you move like 20, 30 of them at a time.
So you're a piano
mover? Who the hell wants to move a piano?
That's heavy work.
It's the worst job in America. So it gives you all the power for just a moment of time. It's when I walk into your house, Chris the Millionaire, and I say, where do you want this piano? I'm picking it up and putting it down once. What the hell are you going to say to me?
That's legit.
What are you going to do? That's a good one. Okay, so here, so Crazy Lenny helped. Okay, what was your worst job, Gallus? We got
to
stay on.
Well, I used to work as the corn loader at the Southern States.
Corn loader?
Yeah, I would. So they would load the corn into a bag. Then I had to steal it. Then I had to be the man
corn?
Who threw it on. Yeah.
Stay on target.
This is a feed store in America.
Oh, wow. In Lucinda's Tit, North Carolina.
Yeah, it was in Cheryl's Pussy, North Carolina.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's a shot, dude.
You just had to go there.
That's not a shot. I don't know
you had to
is.
Go there, yeah.
And I said one earlier, so we should probably do two.
You know what? There's been no Snorskis and no J-words. Only Gallo's saying the
sometimes two. When you say pussy.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man, that's foul, dude. That's,
told not
that's
to
way
say
too
that,
deep, dude.
Specifically.
I just started pounding my drink when I heard that.
He can't help himself. Sorry. Okay. Okay. I'm shutting off his mic. Anderson, what's the worst job you ever had? He's a piece of shit.
What was the worst job you ever had, Carl?
Easily UPS.
Carl.
Wow.
UPS loading boxes. That sucked. It sucked.
Terrible.
So
it's not a good story.
So me and Christian had an idea in the WWE when there was IRS, Erwin R. Scheister, that there should be a UPS guy, and his name would be Ulysses P. Schwartz. And when he got to the ring, I'm UPS. I'm going to deliver a beating to you.
This is good, brother.
And people would start chanting, Ulysses, Ulysses. I'm not Ulysses. You don't say that to me. I'll deliver you a beatdown.
I don't say that.
Oh, goodness, man. What can Brown do for you?
All right. At Bull McGee would like to know, Enzo, whiskey shots or cocktails?
I don't do shots of whiskey. I do shots of Jaeger, and I drink whiskey like it's water.
Well, that can, yeah, exactly. Okay, good. At Sean Deal says, Uncle Gunga, how hot is your hot Asian wife?
She's smoking.
She's hot.
Smoking.
It's even, I'm not out of school saying this. I went to your Instagram.
Yeah.
And you, Sam Adonis,
come on,
turn
Sam.
Your ringer off.
Oh my God. That's worth an F-bomb.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm starting to feel real guilty.
Worth an F-bomb.
Dude, I'm starting to feel real guilty. My action figure value brothers, just went down.
Brothers. We're having a bunch of people walked in, live studio audience. We're having a good time. So if you are not okay, we're almost done. Hola, amigos y amigas. We're here very
what you know about a high noon, baby girl?
Amigo or inimigo?
At Bryce Prick Packard. Bryce Packard is a piece of shit, by the way.
Bryce Packard, you're not what do you got to say for yourself?
Nobody yeah. likes you.
He says, if you were not wrestling, what would you enjoy doing as a career?
Well, I would enjoy running a tattoo shop and telling people they should wrestle so they would give me money.
And give us a plug for your tattoo shop. 30 Seconds with Gallows, tell us about your tattoo shop.
1140 Nortec Drive, Conyers, Georgia. Painted Gypsy Tattoo. Give us a call. Stop in today. We got all your newest tattoos.
Come in and make a bad decision.
10% discount if you put in
put in hashtag LG.
And just
you might get 20 if I'm there because you know
you
I'm a big
bar
for myself. Yes, paintedgypsytattoo.com.
So
we're on Twitter at paintedgyps, and we're on Instagram.
And so do you put the code in? Or you just tell the guy.
Just
tell the guy. Okay, a couple more questions left here before we wrap up because we're having a great
before
time.
Before we wrap up, time out real quick.
Gallows.
Gallows, wait, time out.
Hold on. No, I call the shots, Sam Adonis.
Oh, you do call the shots.
I was ruling Mexico long before you did, kid.
Can I get 10 seconds?
You can do whatever you want. It's our show.
All right, let's rock and roll. Gallows, I want you to give the good brothers here, the Iggy, on what I came up to you before this match and
guys,
what I said.
Guys, tonight Enzo Amore stepped up in his brotherdom. He goes, hey, Gallows, we're getting a great pop every night, but I got a new heat spot. And he called a fucking majestic one.
Majestic?
It was majestic. It was like when I used to be a unicorn back in the 90s.
The whiskey corn.
Yeah, sometimes.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
A little bit of a whiskey bottle in my head.
Hold on a second. You used to be a unicorn in the
90s? Yeah, the 90s.
That was your gimmick? You were a unicorn?
Yeah. No, I actually was a real unicorn. A horse with no name.
Hell yeah. He's quoting America, man. Hell
so
yeah,
So,
well,
you got well, you got a
I've been through the desert with a horse with no name.
I'm lying.
Shocker. When he's
so, listen.
Oh, weird.
We were working with the unicorns tonight, dude. We had
who's
the
unicorns?
New Day.
Tell the story, babe.
We had New Day, Sheamus, Cesaro, Carl, me and Cass,
he goes, Gallows. Let's rip the boys.
And I said, hey, listen, Gallows, I got an idea. Don't tell the boys because I want to throw them off guard and we're going to pop them. Nope, that's not what happened. When I said to Gallows, I said, I haven't been in this match yet, mind you. I said, Gallows, when I get in, everybody's run their shine already. When I get in, I'm going to freak out on the apron. I'm going to put my head on your chest. And I'm going to fire up a little bit. Push me in the ropes. Super kick me.
Wow.
Hell yeah, man.
And we went straight to the heat, brother.
Yeah. That was good. Was good.
At PerfectPlex22.
Asshole.
What a piece of shit. Wants to know what's
is he alive still?
I'm not sure. 22 hours ago he was alive, but he could be dead now. He wants the Reptile.
Hopefully.
What was your favorite match?
Sometimes when I do the working, I like to work with Blue Demon.
What? Who's your favorite match with?
Blue Demon.
No, I don't know. I think I like to
fight with
Blue Demon. I like to fight with El Santo.
Okay,
he's pretty cool, too.
At Cammy Christie 97.
Maybe El Santo.
You're a beautiful girl.
Have you ever let off a stinking fart during a match?
Yeah.
100%.
Want me to answer it for you?
Okay. Enzo.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Every night he's
I on the bottom of a sunset flip. That thing's come out.
I was
kidding
with who are you with?
What do you mean?
Bull
this
Dempsey.
Asshole.
Probably Bull Dempsey.
Oh, Bull Dempsey?
I was throwing farts. I was throwing farts at
Gallows. Bull Dempsey.
Yeah, you want to hear a funny one? I like Bull.
You just turned the Will of the Wisp from Toad the Leash.
He's the baseball guy from Something About Mary.
That's the greatest thing in the history of talking shop. Bull Dempsey, your farts are fucking so horrendous that everybody hates hate you. Man. No, it's true. Man. You're a son of a bitch. Man. You're a son of a bitch.
Bro.
I hate your guts.
One time, Carl.
But anyway.
One time, Carl spinebustered me and I shoot sharded.
One time, Carl spinebustered me and I nutted. Anyway.
Okay, here's one for Anderson Gallows.
Please, no pictures.
I don't know what this is. Mr. Wrestling Jr. says, will Little Hoop. Sorry.
You got my phone?
Take two. Will Little Hoot ever pay you guys back, or is he a cheap bastard?
That's Rocky.
Are you talking about for his 96 Saab that he bought with all our Talking Shop movie money?
Will he ever pay you back, or is he a cheap bastard?
Because I said years ago,
Rocky Romero's a cheap piece
Little
of
Hoot,
crap.
You,
he's our buddy.
What
best
you
buddy
did
boy, he's cheap.
Was you like took Rocky. Our brilliance, and you stole that money, and you bought yourself a used Saab.
Our brilliance.
And you said to yourself,
that was our movie.
I'd like to have the safest car in America to drive around with my family.
Okay.
And we got nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Chris said, okay.
Nothing. Next, last question. Just Josh G. What a piece of shit.
I hope
Josh
you,
Certified
you
G.
Son of
Josh,
a
what do you got?
Just
today,
Josh Certified
you're
G. Go, go F yourself.
F you, man.
F you. He says, who has the worst BO in the locker room?
Ooh,
Braun Strowman.
That's a good question. Braun Strowman? You're going to throw my mans under the bus like that?
Okay.
That's my riding partner, man.
I love Braun Strowman.
That's who I hit the town with.
Braun Strowman had to go
home. I know what Braun smells like, damn it.
Bon Scott.
I love Braun Strowman more than you. He smells like
But he had to go home because he was sick this week. He had to go home. He had to go home this week.
Thomas like golf.
Shout out and best wishes to Bon Strowman for getting better. And as we wrap it up, it's been a great episode of Talking Shop here in Mexico
if
City.
If you're going to brother
Tom
me,
just flaws.
Won't you please just brother me some?
Guys, can I tell you this? It's been 75 minutes of this horse shit.
Time grew wings.
Is there
took
time
a flight,
for
my friend.
Is there
time? Time goes wings, Red
is
Bull.
Is there time for a song?
I think
so.
He's got wings. Give us one.
Fans, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Talking Shop's reached a new low.
Oh, hold on.
He's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. He's worked so many towns that sometimes he forgets. Doesn't matter if he's curtain jerking or the main event, because he's a grizzled young vet. He's
a grizzled young vet. Grizzle Young Vet! Grizzle Young Vet!
It's a one-bump comeback, or did he forget? He's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. The house was so packed down in Puerto Rico, but he had a ton of color, and that's how we go. He's a grizzled young vet.
He's a grizzled young vet.
He's worked so many towns that sometimes we forget. He worked for Oates and Graham, then Jarrett McMahon, but he lost his big push because of the steroid ban. He's a grizzled young vet.
He's a grizzled young vet.
Keep going.
He's worked so many towns that sometimes
he forget.
The verse.
He's a grizzled young vet.
Enzo trying to be Axl Rose.
He's a grizzled young vet.
Found him tits up in the Motel 6. We said, good brother, see you later. That's the shit. He's a grizzled young vet.
He's a grizzled young vet.
He's worked so many towns that's...
Chris, get us out of here, man.
Likes to take a flat back.
All right, Talk is Jericho fans. Who's going to come up with the music to go with another Talking Shop original by Luke Gallo's Grizzled Young Vet? Send me your best mix of Grizzled Young Vet. It might just show up on the next Talking Shop, wherever and whenever that might be. There's going to be one in the pipeline pretty soon. But thanks again. Another chaotic, ridiculous episode of Talking Shop. Thanks to Anderson and Gallo's for hosting the worst f***ing podcast ever. This one went downhill fast and never recovered. And thanks to Enzo f***ing Amore for contributing to the mayhem and chaos. If you want to know Gallo's Steve Austin story, hit him up on the Twitter. See if he can tell you in 140 characters or less. I'm guessing he can't. He probably doesn't remember the story considering how loaded he was. But hit up Gallo's, seriously, if you've ever dreamed about becoming a professional wrestler or if you're already working in the indie scene and want to advance your career, Luke Gallo's has the Bulletproof Dojo
up and running. It's owned and operated by him and head trainer Joey Mercury, and they're going to teach you everything you need to know how to succeed in the sports entertainment industry, okay? Joey is a former producer, coach, and performer in the WWE who has heavily influenced the majority of today's top stars you see on Monday and Tuesday nights. Everyone respects Joey Mercury. Bulletproof Dojo offers seminars, camps, and full-scale training by Joey Mercury and Luke Gallows from the ground up, okay? Graduates of the Bulletproof Dojo will be fed directly into Gallows and Joey's independent promotion that runs throughout the Southeast. Bulletproof Dojo is located 50 miles south of Atlanta in Jenkinsburg, Georgia. If you want to get involved, email bulletproofdojo@gmail.com for information and jumpstart your pro wrestling career today with two of the great performers that are around, Luke Gallows and Joey Mercury. It is a great way to get up and running. Go check that out. And I want to thank all of you for supporting the great sponsors on Talk is Jericho and supporting the great shows, including Talk and Shop Live in Mexico, and including thanks for supporting Amazon. Easiest way to support Talk is Jericho. You find my links for Amazon at podcastone.com. Click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got Amazon links for USA, UK, Canada, A. Every time you use the Talk is Jericho Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage to this show to help us cover production costs. You buy just about anything you can think of on Amazon, and using the Talk is Jericho Amazon links won't cost you anything extra. No hidden fees or extra charges. Just go to podcastone.com, click on the Killer Deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. And thanks for making Talk is Jericho a success, and all of the great shows on the Jericho Network via Podcast One a tremendous success as well. Beyond the Darkness is killing it, scaring the crap out of you 5 days a week with Dave Schrader. Team Tiger Awesome dropping new laughs every Sunday. This week it's Movie Monsters versus Movie Children. I think it's Kevin McAllister versus Freddy Krueger. Great laughs from those guys. Killing the Town with Storm and Cyrus. A great discussion about Japanese wrestling this week. And Storm telling a great tale about Jericho versus Storm, the first time we ever worked in Japan against each other. Lots of good stuff with those guys. And of course, our monster hit flagship show, Keeping It 100 with Conan, Ken Shamrock returns, and the always entertaining Teddy Hart is back and Keeping It 100, which is crazy. I know he's had some jail time, so check out what's going on with Teddy. And subscribe to all those shows on iTunes so you never miss a single episode of any show on the Jericho Network. There's more coming, believe me. Leave all those shows a rating and review. Do it now. Do it right now. And don't forget March 15, 2017. It's the biggest podcast ever. When Mick Foley joins Talk is Jericho, the countdown rolls on, less than a month away. Unbelievable. Keep listening to hear the Mick Foley show, and keep listening right now for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next. And next Wednesday is Wayne's World 25th anniversary with director Penelope Spheeris. Hard to believe Wayne's World is 25 years old. She's talking all about the amazing process of making this great, great comedy classic movie. She's also talking about The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, featuring my favorite quote from Paul Stanley. Ozzy's in there, Alice Cooper. She's a really, really cool a veteran of many great movies. She's got some great, cool music stories and some great behind-the-scenes stuff about Dana Carvey, Mike Myers, Alice Cooper, Chris Farley, Carrie Fisher. So much great stuff from Penelope on Wednesday. Do not miss it. One of the greatest directors of our generation, Penelope Spheeris, will be here on Wednesday. Wayne's World 25th anniversary. Wayne's World party time. Excellent. Excuse me, baking soda. All that stuff is coming up. We'll see you on Wednesday. And in the meantime and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs. And remember, yeah, boy.
Okay, we're just about out of time, right? But before we go, we'd like to take a moment here for a Wayne's World salute to the guest jeans girl, Claudia Schiffer.
Swing!
Swing!
Tentpole! She's a babe.
She's magically babelicious.
She tested very high on the stroke ability scale. Okay.
Hey, are you through yet? Because I'm getting tired of holding this.
Sure, that's what she said. Okay, so Claudia Schiffer, we salute you.
Showing.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.